1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
Nothing says baseball like some swing tune.
Yep.
Hey, yeah, fireman.
That's when the headlines about the team being on a winning
it's
streak
spinning around
spin up into the camera.
Zing. We said earlier, nobody knows who Gene Siskel is anymore, and he just died in the last few years.
Right.
Nobody knows what you're talking about with the newspaper spinning up and the swing music
they don't,
playing.
Because you know, people don't know what newspapers are.
Right. Right. They don't even know what a newspaper is.
If you had a movie where you wanted to chronicle something happening by newspapers spinning up and then showing the headline to the camera, you'd first have to explain what newspapers
that?
Are.
What is that? What is, yeah, that,
is that doing
twirling
that?
Around?
So they can't like have a laptop spinning and showing a...
Well, yeah, I see what you mean by... It's not a bad attempt after 5 seconds of giving it some thought.
And it wouldn't be a headline either. It would be a hot take.
A hot
take? That's a hot take. Well, that used to be called a headline. Yeah.
Yeah. So, they might just make clips of hot takes, like, you know.
Yeah. I mean, if so, that's in old movies, but you don't see it anymore. You don't see them. Even they're doing an old movie, a story taking place in the 40s, you don't see that spinning newspaper anymore. That was a classic.
It was.
We're like the last stop. We're it. We're the only thing standing between.
It's still in The Natural, right? If you saw The Natural, they had.
Yeah, that's when they go on their winning streak.
Yeah.
That's the last time I can remember.
Here's my hot take right now, Fireman Jim.
You got one. Go.
No offense right now. The bats have gone to
sleep for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Lucky.
I mean, they've lost the last two games, but they were on a four-game winning streak. Even during that four-game winning streak, minus one game in St. Louis where they scored 12.
Yeah, the bats were alive in Baltimore and for a game in St. Louis.
But otherwise, it's been only one or two runs the last four or five games.
Now, I'm hoping that we're on the back side of that at this point.
I am as well. I mean, you'd think right now our pitching would be struggling.
And it's not.
It's not.
Who's the kid they brought up last night?
Tobias Myers.
Never heard of it.
Half of these guys, you look at the pitching
lines.
You
never hear of guys they just bring up.
And the first
pitch. It's the nature of being just brought up.
The first pitch he throws in the majors is a home run.
McCutcheon.
His very first pitch to McCutcheon.
Two games in a row he did it to us.
McCutcheon's on a farewell tour with the Pirates. You know, this may be it. He's hit home runs back-to-back nights.
Back-to-back.
He's never done that before in his life.
No.
Lead-off home runs.
I like McCutcheon. I just don't like him doing this against
the Brewers.
McCutcheon,
too.
I mean, he's a good guy, and he's a good ball player, and good for him, but don't do it against us.
You know why I like McCutcheon? He plays the game the right way.
He sure does.
Yeah.
He's hardcore.
Plays the game the right way.
He does.
So you say.
I don't even know what that means.
How do we trust you?
I don't know. How do I know who's playing the game the right way?
Right. Well, Myers, I mean, after that, your first pitch in the majors gets hit over the fence. He settled down. That was it.
Yeah.
For five innings.
He didn't give up another run.
Another run.
Yeah, he was lights out.
He was lights out, and we needed that.
Yeah.
And our bullpen, you know, we had two other guys pitch that yesterday, and they did pretty well. They have one more run, which turned out to be the winning run, but we got to score more than one run a game.
Absolutely. You can't put that on the pitching staff.
We came out of the, you know, it's still April, and we came out of the season gangbusters. We're still second in the majors in hitting. The Brewers are, which last year we were near the bottom the entire season.
Even with this, I'm just going to keep using trite terms. Even with the power outage that's going on right now. The bats are asleep right now in Milwaukee.
Yeah, and missing one of our best hitters, Yelich. I mean, he could come back any day now, but they're not saying anything because, again, back issues and blah, blah, blah. You know, those are just hit and miss. And we could use him right now. We could use some offense.
Okay. I know I'm not a major league ball player or anything.
You're not?
But he hurt his back. A couple days later, I jacked up my back.
Oh.
I'm back to golfing.
You're back to golfing?
I'm back to moving furniture around. And he still hasn't taken a swing at the plate.
What are the newtons, the foot pounds of, force being issued by your back as opposed to what, you know, Yelich would need?
They're pretty much exactly the same.
Are they?
Yeah, we're exactly
kind of generating
the same
horsepower with that sore old sway back of yours.
So this morning you did some golfing yesterday, right?
I did.
And this morning you woke up, felt great.
Well, I feel like
muscle relaxer in there.
I feel like I could golf again if I wanted.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, give this advice to Yelich because we could use his bat back.
Give me his
tonight.
Number. All give right. me his number.
I got it. Yeah. And then speed dial. So, yeah, a little losing streak right now of two. Not terrible, but let's stop it right now.
Yeah. Thank you.
Against a division rival. And then this weekend, the.
It would be okay to get out of Pittsburgh splitting 2-2. We would
sure.
We would have a successful road trip.
Yep. 100%.
Under our belt. 100%. But you got to score some runs. You can't rely on these pitchers to throw shutouts because you only scored one run last night.
Because this whole series was lined up as TBA pitchers from day one. Murph was like, I can't make an announcement. They announced Wilson yesterday to pitch today. And again, the bullpen's got to step up because we're down so many pitchers.
Now, have the bats cooled off or not quite a month under our belt yet of the season,
right.
His pitching kind of got a book on the Brewers now.
They do. Of course they do. All teams have their stats and their stat cast, and they know how to throw to everybody, even guys coming through the minors. So, every pitcher has they know how to throw, but they have to still execute that pitch.
Still have to hit the spot.
They have to hit the spots, and the Pirates have been doing it lately, and we're not scoring any runs. So, again, we got to flip the script on that today, tomorrow, day game, and then.
Who throws today?
Bryce Wilson.
Again, who
right.
is throwing today?
Right. He's pitched a few times this year already, but again, wasn't. Beginning of the year when we had our five pitchers lined up, he wasn't one of them, and he was in the bullpen, and now he's starting, and. Three of our five starters from opening day are on the DL right now.
Okay, that Miley, he's got the elbow.
Yeah, DL Hall.
Yeah, he just went on.
He just went down too, and
he was part of the big trade that we made with Baltimore.
Yep, and that. So they sent him down, and they put him on the IL. He's hurting, and
Corbin Burns is 3-0 in Baltimore.
Yeah, well,
I've been watching.
That's not surprised.
I've just been watching.
You know, the other guy we got back for that trade, Ortiz, he's doing well for the Brewers.
Okay.
He's hitting the ball, but I mean these are young players. We gave up a Cy Young winner for some future stars. We're hoping DL Hall not so much right now, but you know it's a young
they did
season.
The right thing. They couldn't wait.
I still think they could have waited. That's just me.
Till when? Till when? September,
July hits.
The trading deadline?
Now you analyze. Are we in it? Are we in the run for the playoffs? Then we're rolling the dice. We're going to keep him all year and get nothing back but go for that World Series.
What if he's one of those pitchers who's on the DL right now?
Who burns?
Yeah. Then the value drops dramatically. Now you've.
Dice.
Yeah.
Look at across Major League Baseball right now. Some of the best pitchers in the league are out for the season now. And it's been happening a lot lately because in the last 2 years, the number of Tommy John surgeries is skyrocketing the last 5 years. Talk to the surgeons. It's like they're doubling because these young pitchers, when they're in little league and high school ball, they're throwing so hard and so often that by the time they get pro, their arms are ready to wreck.
You know what I say? Thank God for Tommy John.
Did he get any money for this? You think did he patent his own name?
Because he's the guy that it's named after.
Yeah, did he patent that? He could be making...
Copyright it? I don't know if he can patent it, but copyright it?
Wasn't throwing a curve or a screwball bad for your arm once upon a time?
It is. You do not want young kids throwing anything that puts any pressure on their elbows because they're still growing, their growth plates.
What about old guys, firemen, Jim?
Old guys, who cares? They're growing. They can throw all they want.
Here's what happens to them.
But
I agree.
But I've seen it happen. I've coached Little League. I've seen opposing teams. These kids are throwing snappy curveballs, and it works because it strikes out these 12-year-olds. They can't hit a curveball.
When you're 12 years old, fireman, Jim, and you're playing catch with your friends, and you figure out how to throw a curveball.
I was doing it, yes.
When you figure out how to do it, and you see it move for the first time,
yep.
Or your friend goes, whoa!
Yep.
That thing really moved. That's all. You are never going to just throw a ball to your friend again. You are going to try the next pitch.
Yep.
That's what you do. So how do you?
I agree, but the coaches, the adults are when they're in games and they're in little league games. Yeah. They're supposed to say, "Hey, no curveballs. Don't throw a curveball. Throw a changeup and a fastball, and that's pretty much it."
Just throw one curveball because he thinks you're going to.
This guy's pretty good though.
Just throw one curveball.
But now it's like there's. Are they also saying throwing a fastball really hard,
that's
is bad?
That's part of the training, too. I mean, they have all these programs for high school kids, these showcase tournaments where these kids, they're scouts there. At 14, they're getting scouted, 15 years old.
Right.
And they want to, the guns are out, and they want to pop that gun. They can touch 90 in high school. Now they're getting looked at big time.
Well, okay. Do you think we're going to have these kids throwing – less curveballs or less fastballs or what's the worst pitch to throw? What's the hardest on your arm?
I'm not a true pitcher, but I'm guessing, I mean, it's got to be the curveball.
The curveball. Okay. Do you think we're going to get any less of those with the likeness contracts that high school kids are going to be able to sign?
No.
You know, and make money off of their own images?
And the number of kids in high school having Tommy John surgery has skyrocketed. We have at least three pitchers on our Brewer staff right now that have had Tommy John surgery once or twice already, and they're back. And they're trying it again.
I thought if you had Tommy John surgery, and you're not the expert.
No.
I realize that. I thought it was better than you were before. It was stronger than you were before.
I don't know about that, but I've heard that too. I mean, you can analyze the numbers of these peers that have had it. They seem the same. I mean, Joe Ross on our team right now, he's had it twice.
The surgeons did a better job of building your elbow than God did, you know,
like Steve Austin. Yeah.
Whoa.
I know what you're trying to do.
$6 million man.
You're trying to work your way into that Fall Guy movie thing again, aren't you? When does that come out? When's Fall Guy come out?
May 3rd.
Okay.
In that movie.
Yeah.
He would have been a good pitcher, Steve Austin. He probably could throw it pretty hard.
They wouldn't let him in. You can't.
It's a lot of power off his legs. Was it his right arm or left arm that was?
It was his right arm. He was a righty, I think.
I don't know.
I remember.
I don't know, but you know, you had in history yesterday that Russian cosmonaut that all they found was a heel bone when his capsule crashed back to Earth. Steve Austin. Steve Austin crashed back to Earth.
Yeah,
he did.
And they had enough of him to rebuild
to
him
to the point where he could.
And he was handsome.
Handsome.
His face wasn't
no
all
scars, no burns.
No. Monster.
There was enough to him to put together. I don't know.
Yeah, they found all the parts, and then he ended up throwing Bigfoot off a cliff in an episode. Criminy. He was strong.
Yeah. Did you watch Fall Guy? Or
I watched it a little bit.
Man,
$6 Million Man, for sure I watched. What kid didn't?
I don't know.
I had the what was his boss's name? Boy, McDougal. He'd shoot me.
Oscar Goldman.
Yeah.
When we could look through the Steve Austin doll, and you could have the eye. Do you have your Steve Austin doll where you can look through the back of his head?
I remember that feature.
Like 10 years old when that happened.
Yeah.
We
were probably in high school.
And everybody, whether you watched $6 Million Man or not, made the sound.
Everyone knows what that is.
100%.
Now, a lot of people do it on the golf course, and they're doing Ty Webb. But, you know, it was first, before there was Ty Webb, there was Steve Austin with the
You were out in the backyard playing with your friends, and you do a slow motion run. That was a great show.
You know?
They never made that new movie, did they?
That show made it good to be slow.
$6 Million Man?
Mark Wahlberg owns the rights to that. I know this because our good friend McDougal, who knows everything, told me this, and it was supposed to be the $6
Billion
Man.
Billion now, yeah.
Yeah, well, what $6 million get you? Nothing.
Well, now, nothing.
Maybe a
no, so
elbow.
It'll be if it gets
thanks,
done.
Joe Biden.
It'll
$6 Billion Man.
If the movie gets done, it'll be a $6 Billion Man.
It'll get done.
And Wahlberg owns it, but he's getting older, so that's going to be a tougher sell.
Yeah, he wants to play Steve Austin.
Back to baseball.
Okay, back to baseball.
Back to baseball.
So,
he would have. Steve Austin would have been a good pitcher.
So yeah, pitching. We've lost some top names in MLB this year to elbow injuries, and you're going to continue seeing it. And the Brewers staff, they've had other weirder injuries, but they've had normal. They've had elbow injuries.
Well, we had a pitcher hurt in batting practice.
He was just coming off the IL, and Nelson, he's just walking out there, not paying attention.
And it was the Pirates batting practice. I found out.
Yeah, did you see the clip? He's running out there, just not paying attention. He's going to go talk to somebody else, and the ball just bad luck just pings him in the outfield right in the neck.
And he was down for 20 minutes. Yeah. But then I heard during the game from Sophia, she said, He's doing well. They took him in as a precaution.
Yeah.
He's in concussion protocol.
That ball was ripped. I mean, that was probably an 80, 90-mile-an-hour hit that hit him. So, yeah, that didn't feel too good. But, yeah, bad luck on that. So Brewers are, they're putting together a pitching staff for the next couple of days.
Are we snake bit right now, Fireman
Jim? That's a good term. I like that.
Okay,
we're still in first place
by
a half game, which is good. We're still we swept the Cardinals last week, and how awesome was that? That's just fun to watch. Yeah. I think it was the first time since 18 that we swept them.
That sounds about right.
So that's good to get little St. Louis. They're in last place again, which is good. But not as bad as the Chicago White Sox right now.
Oh, go ahead.
Wow.
Go ahead.
What are they, like 3-20?
Wow.
Fire and Jim, now, I'm kind of thinking about buying the MLB package. just so I can watch the White Sox
so
and see how bad they are.
They're hitting as a team. 190. 190 as a team. That means half the guys are above that, but half are below.
They're 3-20.
Yeah, 3-20. Last in every run, scored, homers, hits.
I'm serious, Fireman Jim. I've thought about getting the MLB package just so I can tune in and see the White Sox.
Could they break the 60 win season? That's the record, I think. 60,
they were
lowest for losses.
Two years ago, they were projected to be a World Series
team. Yes, I was picking them to play the Padres in the World
and
Series.
And everyone was wrong. They didn't get to the World Series. This year, before the season started, they were projected to be the worst team in baseball. And now they deliver.
Now they deliver.
If you're a Sox fan, you're going, now you deliver?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
The A's are like, thanks, guys. Taking the heat off of us. Yeah, so that'll be interesting. So, yeah, Brewers, Pirates, and then the Yankees in town this week. Go to the game.
All right.